You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What is going on in or Wairaka at the moment, and indeed around the sort of greater Auckland region in regards to trees being cut down?
So the plans that we have for Wairaka, Mount Albert is the fourth Tupanamonga ancestral mountains in Auckland, with our overall restoration programs with vegetation and native plantings. So we've done three before, and this is the fourth, and the previous Maunga have all gone well with the programs. That's replanting and also the felling of exotic trees. We were planning to start in accordance with our resource consent this Monday, but because of the actions of a number of protesters who have occupied the public road and blocked access, they're preventing us from doing that.
Now, I understand that when you say sort of exotic trees, that means trees that are not native. And in fact, 183 of those identified trees are considered sort of pests. So what would you say are the benefits of cutting those down, cutting those trees down?
So there are clear benefits. As you say, 183 of the 385, so a very good proportion of them, are classified as pest species in the regional pest strategy plan. So those need to go. They need to go now. Other of these trees are large eucalypts that pose a health and safety issue. And so during the superstorm of last year, 2018, we had a number of those fall over through the effects of the storm. There's one vivid example that was set out in our comms package, shown that had fallen across a public track. And fortunately, no one was there. Had they been there and struck by that tree, they would have been killed. So we've got a combination of pest species and also health and safety risk trees.
Now, after you sort of cut these trees down, what will replace them?
So like with all the Tupanamonga programs we have with native plantings, the plans for Wairaka are 13,000 new plantings of native species. We've already planted 3,000, and the additional 10,000 plantings will come. And so we have both existing mature native trees and these new plantings, and the whole point there is to have a restoration of the native species that were there in former times.
Now, I'd like to ask you a question. Is this sort of all above board? And what I mean by that is that have you been authorised, or have you gotten sort of consent by the Auckland Council?
So we sought a resource consent from Auckland Council that was supported by a lot of independent expert specialist reports that assess the potential effects. So we have ecological reports, arborist reports, archaeological reports, acoustic reports. And so a full assessment, and that was independently monitored by and audited by Auckland Council, who granted us the resource consent. And so our plans are, as we've done on the previous Maunga, is to undertake these works in full accordance with the resource consent.
So with all of this being said, right, so we've sort of touched on the fact that the only trees that are going to be cut down are exotic trees, and many of those are in fact considered pests. Also, you know, everything is above board. So why do you think people are out, not necessarily in force, but are out there sort of protesting this and making it sort of very, very difficult for the plans to go ahead?
There seems to be a number of things going on, and it's hard to sort of generalise about people's intentions when we don't know what those are. And also, you've got a number of different worldviews going on here. So you have some local residents, you have groups such as Hobson's Pledge, who have a completely different agenda. But if we try to boil it down, I think we've got some worldviews here who consider that that they have interests with the Tupanamonga that are actually owned by Mana Whenua and legally administered by the Tupanamonga Authority, who don't want to see this change go ahead. And, of course, they have the right to have that worldview. They have the right to assembly and expression. But what has become very frustrating for our management team, for the contractors that have been hired to do this authorised work, is that they are preventing that from taking place. Our contractors have tried twice now this week to access the Maunga by a public road, and they've taken it upon themselves with some sense apparently of entitlement that they can control access on a public road to a public reserve. And that's completely inappropriate. It's an unlawful occupation and prevention of authorised activity.
Do you think that there is any room for a compromise? And what I mean by that is I've heard sort of around the kind of grapevine that a potential sort of compromise would be to sort of take away these trees, not necessarily all at once, but sort of gradually. What do you think about that?
So again, in terms of how we approach this, and this is the fourth exercise of this program around the Tupanamoga, we take independent advice, and the best practice approach here is to do this in the one stage. What it means is we don't have to bring on heavy machinery and then take it off and bring it back and take it off again and so on and so forth. And so by doing it this way, undertakes that program in one period of time, it minimises the potential environmental effects, the noise that's generated by doing it at once. In terms of what that means ecologically, again, the advice that we've had and the consents that we've obtained mean that those effects are assessed and appropriately managed. And another key thing here is, this is not just us saying this, you may have seen the Tree Council have come out in full support, and so have Royal Forests and Bird. And these are folk, as you know, who have a very close experience with the management of trees and also native species.
Now, before I let you go, Paul, I was wondering if you had any final thoughts or anything that you'd like to finish this interview off with.
All I'd like to say is we respect the right to oppose what we're doing. We would like to think that those folk who are publicly unlawfully occupying a public road and preventing access by our team to the Tupanamoga to undertake these works and also regular maintenance would respect our rights and interests.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.